Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Class of 2020 Pro Football Hall of Famer. That's not a prediction, folks. That is a spoiler. 414-799-1250. Phone number, live at 1057fmthefan.com. Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. We got one here from Matt while we were talking about the Corbin Burns thing. Sparky, hey guys, love the show. Is Corbin Burns going to be Manny Parra 2.0? Had all this stuff in the world but couldn't figure it out. That's Matt in Greenfield. He's robbing us, Leroy, because he's got the beanie on, so he can't see the vein when I ask him. Nope. Is Corbin Burns going to be Manny Parra 2.0?
You know I like Manny Parra, though.
So stupid. It's not worth responding to. I'm not even going to respond to
that. Hey, ask a question.
Listen to me. I only say this once. To even make that comparison... Now, that would shoot your confidence if you're listening to the radio and you're Corbin Burns. You
Corbin get sent Burns down. On his way to Mitchell Field.
On the way to the airport, and some dude compares you to Manny Parra. I think I might crash my car at that point.
Is that post-fight with Prince or pre-fight with Prince?
I was just going to say, who's going to be Prince and knock him out then if they get into something in the dugout?
Manny Parra had great stuff.
He had some good stuff.
He did have good stuff. Yeah, he did.
But nice curveball.
Was nasty.
Nice curveball.
Mentally, had nothing up there as far as mental strength. None. He was just mentally weak. And that was his deal from the get-go. He couldn't control his emotions out there, and it killed him. Period.
Oh, man. Oh,
Manny
wow.
Parra.
That comparison just blew my
Should've
mind.
Should have been way
that.
Better in the big leagues.
Should have been. Yep.
He better just not be Manny Parra.
Showcases that you just can't play this game on paper.
We had an interview with Corbin Burns. I believe in. I just don't want him to get down himself. This is part of the process.
I love me some Corbin Burns. Big fan.
That is your guy. Tim Allen's guy as well.
He should be grateful, though, for the most part, that they've given him a chance to be a starter. Otherwise, they'll just bury you in the bullpen.
You could make good money in the bullpen.
I know, but he wants to be a starter. We heard him talk about
it. Oh, of course he does. They all do. Hader wanted to be a starter, too.
He makes this team so much better, though, as a starter than he does in the bullpen. I was advocating for him to be in the bullpen this year.
He's trying to be a strikeout pitcher.
Coming off of what he did last year, because I thought having a right-handed version of Hader where you can go multiple innings, bring him in at any time, is huge for you. But for the layout of this organization, they're right. Burns is definitely more valuable to them as a starting pitcher.
Well, Burns and Jimmy Nelson, who I'm waiting on, those two guys you hope can get this thing turned around as far as health and mentally to where then you will have, and then you'll get Peralta back another 10 or 15 days. I mean, these guys will be fine. But to me, it ain't so much the Corbin Burns. It's just the run support. These guys got to hit. You got two guys in the lineup that is going to hit. Shaw is going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
And then Aguilar is going to be, trust me.
Going to need to.
He's going to be fine.
If you're just getting into your car, the news of the day, Corbin Burns has been optioned to AAA San Antonio. That's still going to be a difference for me to say Colorado Springs. I think the San Antonio part of it, we'll get into more of that at 5 o'clock when we bring it back for Pick a Lane. That's a major reason why this move happens for Corbin Burns. But Jake Petrichka also goes with him to San Antonio. Sparky's boy, Donnie Hart, left-hander, is brought up from AAA San Antonio, and right-hander Alex Wilson reinstated from the paternity leave list as he missed one game while his wife was giving birth. 414-799-1250. Switch sports, switch gears. We got Leroy Butler. We got our resident Laker fan in the house. Leroy, appears that the band is trying to get back together.
I've been wanting this for a long time.
Ty Lue interviewing with Rob Pelinka for the Lakers head coaching job.
Shouldn't be an interview.
He should just have the job. No,
absolutely.
No happensense. Don't come in here. Don't give me a rundown. No. Don't give me a resume.
We're desperate.
That would be correct. That I agree
desperate.
With.
Desperate.
Now, Leroy, let me ask you this.
Dead serious. straight up desperate.
This is a straight up serious question.
Okay.
Will LeBron regret going to Los Angeles?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
All right. Absolutely. Every way he's gone, he's won a championship. He'll win one in LA. Just got to build it back up.
4:15 on April 19th.
Yeah.
2019. They're going to win a championship.
Most bands break up and get back together, and you stay platinum. So you just get back together, and Ty Lue and LeBron James need to get back together and try to get this thing turned around. Because it's really making the West Coast look bad when you see Clippers in the playoffs and it's not the Lakers. It's just, as a Laker fan.
It was weird seeing Staples Center and it being the LA Clippers taking on the Golden State Warriors last night.
Yeah. Didn't miss it at all. I thought it looked fine. Great, actually.
Yeah. Depends on what lens you're looking through. I'm looking through it as a Laker.
You're looking through your purple and gold glasses.
Well, I'm also
sipping on your green and gold Kool-Aid.
The emoji with the green face, too, with the red cheeks and puke. It just looks bad.
Sparky, is LeBron going to regret going to L.A.?
It appears so.
Ty Lue comes over and is now the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers?
It really appears so. Now, again, depending on if there are some surprises this summer that he's able to get one of these guys, mm-hmm. a Durant and Anthony Davis, whether they get him in trade, which I'm not so sure if he's going to want to leave New Orleans now. Now with them having Griffin, the old general manager of the Cavaliers, I think David Griffin might be able to talk him into staying and saying, trust me. I built around LeBron. I can build around you too. Just give me a little time here. Let's sign an extension, and I'll make you a champion. That very well may be something that happens. We'll have to wait and see. But either way, he's under contract for one more year if they don't trade him. You have Kyrie. You have Durant. You have Klay Thompson. You've got some guys out there that you could go get to play with LeBron. But if the Lakers end up with, you know, Kemba Walker and Chris Middleton...
Oh, I would love that.
That doesn't win a championship.
Why don't?
No, it doesn't
Kemba
win a championship.
Walker, truth.
Yeah, and old. But yeah, he is the
Kemba
truth.
Kemba Walker, man.
Yeah, absolutely. But see, that's just it, though. For me, and we'll see how this whole thing plays out, he's getting to the point now where he's getting older and older and older and older.
LeBron?
Yeah.
He looked the same.
He needs...
He was born like
he needs.
You and I both know that's not true.
He needs a superstar. He has to have a superstar. You can't go rolling in there with a all-star in Kemba Walker and a fringe all-star in Chris Middleton and think that's going to be...
Fringe all-star? You either are or you're not. What are you talking about?
Fringe all-star.
What does that mean?
It means that he got in because his team was really good.
It is in, cuz.
Well, whatever.
What are you talking about?
Okay, you say it the way you want. Kemba Walker's an all-star no matter who he plays for.
I know, but what about the Cash? Cash is an all-star. You give him his respect.
That's fine. However you want to look at it.
And he's on the best team in the NBA.
Correct, which he wouldn't be in L.A. with the Lakers. So
well, that's why you make money. Y'all don't want to pay him. We'll pay him. We'll overpay him.
Yes, you will.
We're desperate.
You're desperate. I agree.
I told you that.
I agree 100%. Yes. So if it's Middleton, Kemba, and LeBron, that's not going to win anything in the West.
Yeah,
it's not going to be good enough. You're not going to get past Houston.
Ball.
You're not going to get past Golden State. I mean, even if Durant leaves,
that
which
team gonna break
he
up,
scoffed at. Even if Durant leaves, and he probably is going to leave to go to New York.
Him and Klay Thompson gone. That team's over.
No, Klay's not leaving. Klay's
oh, man.
Watch. Klay stays.
He's not even getting any shots.
He will once Durant leaves. No. That's done. Because then it's going to go back
I
to being
Klay
the other
likes
three
that
again.
Cali lifestyle.
Well, he does.
Klay Thompson could be the one that goes down south, to L.A.
We would love to see him there, too. I mean, we're desperate.
Hang out a little more by the beach instead of...
But LeBron would not... He likes the challenge.
Leroy. Maybe I'm wrong about this. Mm. You take the Lakers gig for more reasons than a ring, right? Did he take the Lakers gig for acting and movie production roles and this and that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Money.
Was it more about off the court than it was on the court? If he went there for off the court, then he won't regret it because he's going to get everything off the court that he would get regardless if they win or not. Yeah. If he went there thinking, hey, look, I'm going to put the Lakers organization back on the map. I'm going to be revered there like Kobe and Shaq because I'm going to go there and win a couple titles. Yeah. If that's what he was thinking, this is going to be a complete train wreck. Like, it's not going to happen.
No.
It's just not. He's behind the eight ball already. In fact, they had CeCe Sabathia on the other morning on one of those Talking Head shows. First Take. Stephen A. Smith's First Take?
Yeah.
I never watch those shows, but the other morning I was watching it. And Sabathia was on, and they were talking to him about LeBron and how does he fix his perception in that locker room in L.A. And they talked to Sabathia about how he fit in with the New York Yankees when he got there after he left the Brewers and what he did and how he went above and beyond to get in with all those guys. Sabathia said there's nothing he can do now. He burned that bridge. Pretty much there's nothing he can do. So now the only way to fix this is you have to win. Because you burned the bridge with the players in the locker room. That's done. So there's nothing he can do now to try and go win it back. To fake like you care and buy him a dinner is not going to work. So now you've got to figure out how you can do winning going forward. And Sabathia made a great point. He said, if I'm the Lakers, I don't care about any of those kids on that team. They're all gone. I'm trying to win for the next 3 years while I have LeBron. And then after that, if we have to rebuild, fine, then so be it.
Yep.
Go get you a Brook Lopez in free agency for a couple years. Go get you a couple guys and try and win now for the next 3 years. Don't worry about the future in L.A. I agree 100%. That's what they should do. And
they sure have
we'll see if they do.
Do they have the egg on their face after letting Brook Lopez walk for one year, $3.5 million
deal? Nobody in the league thought Brook Lopez was going to do
this. Amazing.
Outside of maybe Boonholzer and Horst. Outside of that, I don't think anybody else thought Brook Lopez was going to do what he's done.
I don't know.
This
she's
year.
She's
in this offense, though.
She's a preacher. Gina Della might have known. She's a prophet. She might have known.
Yeah, maybe.
I remember mentioning or seeing her at the Packer Hall of Fame dinner, which is May 4th.
Which is interesting. You got your Packer Hall of Fame shirt on today.
Yeah.
Just letting everybody know you're a Packer Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that got challenged, though. But we'll talk about that another day. But, you know, the thing about it
we need a whole 4 hours for that.
I know. We were at that particular dinner, and she had her table, a Pella Window and Doors table. Me and Gary wanted to say hi to some of those nice people. And it just seemed like to me, it just seemed like somebody that wants to help people. So this is what she's going to do for you. Zero money down, zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Now think about that. Not many people are willing to do that. Zero money down, zero interest for 18 months. You can get 6 to 10, 15 windows in, get it all nice and pretty, and you can just sit back and enjoy those windows until you make no payment for 18 months. Now, think about how long that is. Now, just go to PellaWI.com and just fill in everything. Matter of fact, they have people waiting for you now to chat with you. You can leave messages on. It's amazing. But if you're one of these people, hey, you know what? I like to talk to somebody. Give them a call. The phone number, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Now, my speech therapist, she said I'm saying the sixes too fast. 6-6. So, say one, take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Say another one.
Take a breath.
Because I get a lot of therapy. It's okay? So, I'm actually joking, but people do need
therapy. Well, we're kind of like therapy for sports fans here in Wisconsin. We can be your therapy if you have a Corbin Burns issue.
You know, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
We do try to help
people.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly what we try to do.
Everybody do therapy, though. Everybody really do.
Adam McAlvey is going to be our therapist at 448.
Got so many questions for him.
Calm Sparky down as Corbin Burns is down in AAA Colorado, or not AAA Colorado Springs, AAA San Antonio. He's on a mission with the missions. Wendy's Big Show back. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 414-799-1250. The phone number live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Also, Sports Radio, 1057FMTheFan on Facebook. Just want to make sure we get all those social media outlets together because a lot of people love social media. Sometimes it gets a little bit nasty, as one morning show host would say. Did you see what your boy did yelling at Carver High on Twitter?
Ooh. Yeah, I saw it.
Unbelievable. Bart was going at Carver High, who's on Pharrell on the bench. Pharrell on the bench, 9-1 here on the Fan.
Love Pharrell.
Carver High's funny, too, but East Coast dudes. So they were talking Bucks and Celtics, and Carver High said that there's really no way that the Bucks beat the Celtics. Mm-hmm. And he thinks, you know, oh, man, it'll probably be over in 6 games or whatever. And Bart took to Twitter to defend the city of Milwaukee and Bucks fans fiercely, and for like 4 hours last night, they just made fun of Bart on the bench while we were sitting in here listening to it. It was hilarious. Tim and I didn't even want to start the post game show, and the game
so
was
Bart
over.
Got what he wanted.
Yeah, because we were
he
listening
to
it the whole
talk
time.
About him.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, it was interesting.
He should just tweet out the record.
Rachel Nichols talked about Chuck, and now Bart's got a producer on a national show talking.
Isn't
about
that cool,
him.
Man?
It's working.
Maybe we should just start yelling out, "Hey, talk about us." Well, we have Leroy Butler,
we
have Leroy Butler telling you, hey,
we
Leroy, what are you doing this weekend on an Easter weekend?
Well, tonight, I'm very excited. Tonight, I'm going to my brother-in-law's church, New Life Worship Center. That's at 6380 West Dean Road. I'll be there at 7 o'clock. They're having a big fish fry, and I'm going to give my testimony.
And that's on the north side.
Yes. And people always say, you never come to the north side. Well, I'm coming tonight.
They do always say you don't go to the north side. I see that a lot on your Twitter.
And I got a lot. I'm doing a lot of stuff over there because of that same thing.
Good.
So come support me. Swing by. Get a dinner, and you get a free cookbook when you buy dinner. So you can't beat that. Because everybody goes to fish fries on Friday. Everybody does. I've never seen, and I know you don't like fish, but I've never seen that. When I came from Florida, I'm thinking, I eat fish every day, but people go crazy. So this way you can come.
Was it weird for you the first time? They're like, no, we actually only serve seafood on Friday here.
I was at Brian Noble. I'm dead serious. We went to a little hole in the wall, and man, they got the best fish. I'm like, so what? Why are these people here? I'm like, what's the big deal? He said, no. It was like a Tuesday, though. It was a Tuesday. They said, I said, I'd like to get some cod, you know, fries, coleslaw. Oh, no. We don't turn the burners on until Friday. I said, what? Yeah, we only do fish on Friday. I said, are you kidding? So Noble's like, no, man, fish fries are a big thing up here. So
big time.
Yeah, yep. You might have offended the waitress. I said, really? I eat fish all the time, but it just was something I had to get used to.
I've sadly offended a few different people when they ask me if I want to go to a fish fry, and I'm like, you know what, man.
I'm going to fish fry tonight.
I'd rather do anything.
What type do you eat those? What's your favorite fish fry?
I like perch a lot, but I'll eat cod, too.
Perch tastes like dirt.
Now, are you fried or baked?
Perch and cod, I'm fine with either one.
I like
fried. I'm not about baked.
No. Okay.
Catfish? What? All you can find.
Catfish and hush puppies.
Oh, come on now. Yeah. Matt Della talking.
Yeah, that's
hush puppies.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah,
what's you know,
hush puppies? Gets hush puppies every year when we go to State Fair.
I say hush puppy. People think I'm talking about actual animal.
What's a hush puppy?
You're killing me, Billy.
I gotta know that.
Leroy, educate the man.
It's amazing. Trust me, if you bite it,
that's not helping me.
Hey, listen. It's really like cornbread, really.
Okay.
A type of a cornbread.
Okay. All right. Kinda I can get
gritty,
down with that.
But anything fried. Let me have it.
So it's basically cornbread deep fried.
Basically. But
I'm into that.
I can't really eat it because it's on my diet.
Sure.
But
it's Good Friday, so you can
it's
step
Good Friday.
Out.
It's I'm going to be talking day. And meeting people. So.
Tonight.
I already had it. I already have a cheat day.
I have about 6 cheat days a week. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but I feel like every time I go on a diet, it's just like, you know what? You say you're supposed to give yourself a cheat day.
Fill up that punch card with 6 to get the free day on the 7th?
Today sounds like a good day for the cheat day.
You should do, have you ever tried the Fitbit thing?
No.
I like to get steps.
Well, it's everything. I mean, I got
you can do it on your iPhone, too.
It's awesome, though, but depending on how you do it, you can put in the food that you're putting in as well. Mm-hmm. So you can see the calories and everything all the way down each day. So you know where your calorie intake is and everything else.
That's too intelligent.
And then So when
when
you're on the elliptical or you're working out or weightlifting,
I don't get on stuff I can't spell.
You can program that. What?
Elliptical, I ain't doing it. I can't spell it. I ain't doing it.
It makes sense.
Can't do it.
No, I understand that. Right. But no. Or if he's running
I can spell walk.
Walk?
I'll just walk.
Walking works too.
Will you walk on a treadmill?
Well, sometimes.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to walk outside unless the weather's nice.
Right. See, that's the thing. Like, I'm not about going on the treadmill because that kind of hurts the
hurts my knee.
The shins for
You got to be careful with the treadmill, too, especially if you got headphones on and you listen to a song. Your song come
and
on.
And you get a little bit excited.
And the next thing you fall.
Will say, I took your trick with the elliptical the
other
day.
Oh, you did?
And I went backwards. Felt real weird. I felt real weird.
It's because you've never done it before.
It was weird. I felt like I was backpedaling. I was back in 7-on-7 drills when I was playing linebacker. And everyone's like, can we let an actual linebacker play?
I think Steve is losing by like 3,000 steps to Kay, though.
The other day, no, she's got broken toe. She's done.
You broke her toe? How do you break her toe to win,
she's
Steve?
She's got a broken toe.
Did
she's
Blake
out.
Snell
you broke her
something?
Toe just to win?
And it might have, I think she might have had bones in her foot maybe broken too because she went for an x-ray today. So.
Oh.
Yeah, she's done. She's,
well, you'll
I don't got to worry about her for a while.
Did she drop a piece of granite on her toe?
No, she went to go get the 3-year-old some clothes before we went to the funeral and smacked her toe right into a rocking chair.
Ooh.
And it's all nice and black and purple. And it's not good.
You got to kiss it, Steve.
And then the top of her foot is all swollen on top of that.
He got to kiss her toe.
Yeah, you probably should do
that. You should kiss her toe. It'll heal
so much
faster.
Not happening. No.
What? He said no.
not happening.
But you guys in love?
That's disgusting.
Right.
No, I'm not kissing a black or purple toe.
Man, kiss that toe,
toe, man.
See, you know how many points you would score.
Jackson kissed it. Does that count?
No. Said, you kissed Jackson's finger.
The three-year-old did it and said, that's from daddy. Hey, man, we're done.
You grab that purple or black toe, you put it right in your mouth, because
you need
it's healing up quick. Quick. She was like, Steve, it's so sweet. If it's a little dirt on it, just spit it out, cuz. Hey, man, that's your wife, cuz. You put that toy in your mouth tonight. I mean it. I'm dead serious, man. You better. Huh? I'll break up friends with you if you don't.
Billy, what's the question?
There is no question. Leroy just sidetracked the whole show.
Man, Steve, come on, man. Welcome to manhood, man.
Who are you? Are you Rex Ryan? Toe? What is your deal?
I feel bad for
you. Are you Rex?
No, it
Leroy
got bad.
Rex Butler? What are
it's
you?
It's your girl, man.
That's
everything
actually,
is good.
No, man.
Hey, man, you kissed him before that's she walked on.
That's interesting that came up because I was just scrolling through
I'm telling
through
people in church tonight that Steve is home right now kissing his wife's toe. Every guy can see standing ovation.
The only thing I'm putting in my mouth is Robert's Specialty Meats.
There you
Easter
go.
Weekend.
That's the only thing you put in your mouth.
That's better than the story I was going to read.
I bet it's not tender than our toe, though. I bet you.
Al Capone roast. Good stuff, man.
I bet it's not tender than
our
toe.
That tender as a mother's love.
Thank you.
Yeah. Easter weekend is here. Milwaukee's first place ball club has Los Angeles in town. So no matter what your plans involve, make sure that the food you're serving on your dinner table or tailgate party is only the best.
On your toe.
It's just disgusting. Quality food from Robert Specialty Meats. Now, there's still time to order up Easter hams, Polish sausage, or prime beef roast for Sunday dinner, or even the Al Capone pork roast for a memorable taste treat. What are you having for Easter, baby Tosh, at your parents?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's a good question.
Don't you have the same thing every year, or does it change?
No, we don't do all those kind of traditional things.
No. What about you, Leroy?
Well, I'm going to do two turkeys I got from Robert's.
So you're doing turkey?
Yes, we do. He put this garlic and little thyme.
Thyme?
Yeah. Little seasoned salt. You just tell him what you want.
Right.
And I just go there and pick it up. And I got one in the smoker, putting
nice.
It in there tomorrow. And I'm going to put one traditionally in right. the oven. We do two of them. Then we do a big Easter egg hunt for kids 10 and
yep.
under.
That's
we
awesome.
Do that at our house. So we're very excited. And we always get the meat. For any like holiday, we get all the meat from Robert.
Yeah, Robert's Specialty Meat is the place to go. And if you're going
Amazing.
To the game this weekend, tailgating at Miller Park, obviously a great place to have Robert's famous ribs on a stick or marinated
Ooh,
chicken skewers.
Man, no ribs on a stick.
People. All easy to heat up on the grill.
I almost ate the stick because I'm telling you, I had splinters in my mouth. It was so good.
Call ahead to
I'm
Roberts
serious,
at 262-549-MEAT.
Splinters all in my mouth. I was eating them. Man, them ribs on the stick good.
262-549-MEAT.
I'm serious,
best
man.
Selection. And when you visit them, be sure to yep. pick up some of their made fresh daily cherry wood smoked beef sticks.
Toes and splinters,
or
jerky
for the weekend. Five distinctive flavors. The perfect snack treats anytime. Roberts does not endorse what Leroy is saying.
You
can
take
also
your
check
wife's
them out.
Foot over to Roberts and have him season it up.
Online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com. He's went off the rails.
Case goes okay.
Specials and money saving coupons for the best in meats. Meats, I said. Shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Not toes. Show on the Fan, Adam McKelvey coming up in about 8 minutes. Steve Sparky, Fife, for myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, and Leroy Butler here inside our beautiful Hales Corner Studios, getting ready for Brewers and Dodgers. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show starts at 6 with myself. We'll hear, I'd imagine, from Donnie Hart. I haven't gotten confirmation, from Bart Winkler down there covering the game for the Fan, but I'd imagine we'll hear from him, and then possibly Alex Wilson after the birth of his young child.
Yeah, very cool. So we got a couple minutes here, right? Darren Revell, playoff game tonight for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you would do with this. The triple-double burger with pulled pork and bacon in between two burgers smothered with nacho cheese and Parmesan truffle pretzel twists.
Okay, let me... So the bun are the two burgers?
No.
Okay, let me get a look at this.
The triple-double burger with pulled pork and bacon.
Okay,
and
I
the
like
burger
that.
In between two burgers.
So there's two patties.
Two patties with pulled pork and bacon in between them.
And then that's all smothered with nacho cheese and Parmesan truffle pretzel twists.
Mmm. Wow. Yeah, I'd clean house on that thing.
That is just crazy.
That'd be over. I had one of the Sobelman burgers at Game 2 when I was at the Fiserv on Wednesday. It was delicious, but the issue is, like, the bun integrity was so strong that it was tough for me to kind of, like, move it around so I could, like, eat it without anybody, like, looking at me and things are falling around everywhere.
It's my number one issue. If you want to get me to not like something, you give me way too big a bun with too small of a burger, and that will immediately check me out.
The thing is, the density of the bun was thick. It just felt like it was a little bit hard. Like, I couldn't necessarily move it around at all.
And that's why Wendy should have a burger stand in there instead. Because then I know what I'm getting. I know what a couple double stacks are. The buns aren't super big compared to the burger or anything like that. Everything is right. Those burgers, and I know they get a lot of acclaim for being so great, but the bun is just way too big and the burgers too small.
Yeah, way too big.
That's my take. Obviously, I'm in the minority because everybody stands in line forever to pay $10, $12 for a burger. But for me, the buns are way too big.
Luckily for me,
good. I like the buns.
Like it's not bad.
The buns are really good. Just too much.
But yeah, it wasn't.
What do you say, Mandela?
I was disappointed a little bit.
Can the bun be too big when you're eating a burger?
Yeah, it can be. Every food item ever is all about balance.
Correct. See, and that's he's got a dad that's a chef.
I know.
That's why he knows all this stuff. Yeah, and his dad has still not made any food for us since we've had Baby Tosh in studio.
Well, he can't afford it.
Not trying to put his restaurant out of business.
Makes sense.
He did bring it in the one time when he was an intern. I trained him.
He was just trying to get a job. Yeah, he didn't care about that.
Straight 100.
That's understandable.
His food is so good.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it. Just bribe people.
Mandela, what's he making for you for Easter?
I don't know. I don't ask questions. He just says he's cooking. All right, I'm in.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask questions either, I guess. Just show up and eat.
No,
I can guarantee, though, I think there's going to be 6 of us he's cooking for. There'll be enough for about 25.
Yeah, always cooks more than enough.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way.
Good. So you're bringing some in on Monday then?
No.
We can confirm that? Cool.
No.
All right, Anthony Mandela confirms he's bringing in lunch on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Maybe
Anthony.
For LeRoy.
What's up with that?
Thanks. Appreciate it. Leroy. Leroy appreciates some free food from Mandela's dad.
Yeah. All the time.
Cool.
I'll
take that. All right. Awesome. I'll
if
remember
it's
that.
Free
awesome.
For me, I won't
appreciate
free.
It.
You and intern
it.
Joel. Joel will be back Monday. You and Joel can fight over it.
That we'll makes
put
sense.
Put it on Facebook Live.
I'll give it to
mouth
Joel because.
Breather Joel.
Why did you say that like it was the red bag?
I know, right?
Because it's even better. Adam McAlvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider, joins us next. We'll talk Keuchel. We'll talk Corbin Burns. Also, maybe get a lowdown on Donnie Hart. Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com, joins us next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, and Adam McAlvey now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, courtesy of the Thomas Morola Law Office. Adam, appreciate the time on a very, very busy day. We'll get right to it. Corbin Burns, I am aware, just spoke a couple of minutes ago about what the conversation was between Craig Counsell, David Stearns, and him as he is now optioned down to AAA San Antonio.
Yeah, you know, the idea that the choice was here, put him in the bullpen, send him to San Antonio to remain a starter or continue to start him in the big leagues, and they decided the best thing is to continue to use him as a starting pitcher. The future in the organization, as the Brewers see it, for Corbin Burns is as a starter. So they want to send him down and let him, A, figure out how to better locate his fastball, and then also try to get that curveball and changeup mixed in, which he didn't do in his starts. And he says it was just a matter of falling behind too much and kind of putting himself in a predictable fastball count. So that's what he's going to do. Counsell says it's going to be shorter rather than longer. So I think they're hoping to get him down there, get a couple of good starts under his belt, and then get him back up there.
And what exactly is the plan that's apparently better than Corbin Burns?
Well, Chase Anderson, I'm guessing, is tomorrow. And then I'm thinking it's Adrian Hauser. As you guys are calling me in, I was sending an email to make sure that Hauser doesn't have something going on health-wise. He was supposed to start tonight for San Antonio. He's been fantastic. He was the AAA opening day starter, and he's no longer pitching tonight.
So maybe he's pitching tomorrow then.
No, tomorrow's going to come from within Counsell. So.
Okay.
So it'll be probably Chase Anderson for as long as he can go and then fill in behind him with bullpen arms. And they've got the extra guy now because they got Alex Wilson back and they brought up another lefty, Donnie Hart, against the Dodgers, who are, you know, a dangerous team in terms of left-handed hitters. So they wanted a little, get an extra guy up there with Claudio and Josh Hader, another lefty. So I think Monday will be the time when it's a call-up. And, you know, unless there's something health-wise going on with Hauser that we don't know about, I would guess he's a leading candidate.
But isn't Chase Anderson home run derby just like Burns?
Well, yeah, but I mean, 11 homers and 4 starts is too much.
I don't disagree with you on that. It seems like a panic move to me. I mean, you've got a new catcher, you've got a new pitching coach, and you said that you're going to ride with these three guys and see what happens. And now, again, I understand that he's failing, but who has he failed against? He's failed against the Cardinals and the Dodgers? I mean, that's the expectation that we're going with? Well, he stinks against those guys, so we're going to have to send him back. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like a panic move to me.
That's the problem, is that the schedule leads him to the Cardinals again for his next start.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, maybe if that were not a factor, it'd be different. I can't tell you that. But, you know, they have to read the player, too. And it's reading the stuff, the results, and then also just what they see from the guy. Because I think, as Craig Council said, Corbin Burns is known for having this, like, pretty, you know, quiet heartbeat. But anybody would be shaken by what he's going through. So that's part of it, too. And that's, none of us can know how those conversations have gone and what they saw or heard from him in terms of where his confidence is at. If you don't throw a pitch with conviction in the major leagues, you're going to get hurt, no matter how good the spin rate is and how good the velocity is. So I think the key is they want him to be a starting pitcher in this, and they made that determination coming into the year that he was going to be a starting pitcher for them. And to me, maybe the more panic move would have been moving him to the bullpen, where you know he had success last year, where you have a need. They weren't willing to do that at this early stage of the season. They want him to start. They told him, we view you as a starter. So that, you know, the idea was, instead of putting him out there against the Cardinals again, let's get him in AAA, have him start a couple of times down there, maybe get a little mojo going, and then get back up here. So again, I think the idea is that this is going to be a short assignment and not a long one.
Adam, he seems like a pretty confident, stable dude mentally to me. I'm assuming he's handling this okay?
Yeah, I mean, he's here, so we got to talk to him, which is rare for a player who was just sent down. Normally they're out of here, and you don't get to hear from them. He said he understands that he's just not doing the job, and that they need, you know, they are required to put the best five guys out there, and that he's not one of those five guys right now. So, I mean, he's taking it as well as he can. There's obviously disappointment. He's a pretty intense, quiet guy, and it's going to be on him now to channel the frustration into something positive. But there's lots of pitchers that have to go through this. And, you know, we talked to Chase Anderson, and one thing he said is, you know, this is a player who was drafted in 2016.
Right.
Let's not forget how young he is in pro baseball. Most pitchers go through a much longer minor league tenure where they take lumps in the minor leagues at some point. Chase Anderson certainly did before getting to the big leagues in the first place. And now Chase Anderson has taken his lumps in the big leagues last year with the home runs, as you mentioned. So for a lot of pitchers, it's, you know, there's going to be periods where you really get hit hard, and it's how you deal with that. Sometimes that determines how good you are and how long you stay in the major league. And I think the Brewers remain really confident that this is a fantastic pitcher who's going to be a part of their rotation for a long time. But, you know, again, 11 homers and 4 starts is too much, and it was determined that you have to try something different, even if it's for a short period of time, to get him on track.
Talking with our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McKelvey, on the Wendy's Big Show. Adam, they did a similar thing last year, albeit the numbers weren't as bad for Brandon Woodruff after that first start, but he goes down, starts 17 games in the minor leagues, and then comes back up into the big leagues and is able to help this team at the big league level. You said that he's expecting this to be shorter. Do you know what other players he might have talked to on his way out to give him any words of encouragement as he goes down?
Yeah, we asked him about that, and he actually said, you know, the guy he's talked to most is Zach Davies, just because they happen to sit, you know, you'll see him on TV sitting together kind of talking through the games a lot. So that's kind of been his, probably the pitcher on the big league staff that he's spoken to most. But, you know, I didn't hear any. It sounded like, when we talked to him, it sounded like he sort of understands the thinking here. He has a plan. He knows sort of loosely what the timeline looks like. And if he does his job over a couple of starts, I think he's been given pretty strong assurances that he's going to be back up here. So he's got a lot to keep his head up about. And look, there's lots of pitchers, lots of players, whether it's at the end of spring training, early in the season, mid-season, when they get sent down, you have two choices. You either get mad and hang your head and stink down in the minor leagues, or you get mad and keep your head up and excel in the minor leagues and then get back to the big leagues where you want to be. And I, you know, look, it's from not to be armchair psychologist, but from the little chat we just had now, he certainly looks like a guy who's in the latter category.
Now, Adam, and I love reading your stuff on Brewers.com. You got something up here about the pitchers, you know. But my thing is, why are the pitchers hitting better than Shaw and Aguilar? Something's going on here. I just don't get it. What's going on?
Well, it's probably the power of the small sample where you get early in the year and weird things happen and you think it's a trend that's going to last all year. And then when you look up at the end of the season, everybody's numbers are where they're supposed to be. But this staff can swing it a little bit, and I did that story to try to figure out some of what's behind it, and part of it is this little competition that they do pregame down in the cage, a hitting competition where there's like a, you know, like the hitters will sometimes do home run derby and BP. This is more of a line drive contest about making solid contact up the middle, and it's one of the reasons the guys say that they're doing well is they're kind of feeding off each other and having some early success. I don't think they're going to hit 350 for the year as a group. The record is 255 in terms of batting average. And there's another story on our site that goes through kind of the five best hitting, National League pitching staff. And, you know, we'll see if this group ends up being part of that. I think if you give a bunch of starts to Brandon Woodruff, that's going to help the numbers because he's a guy who can really swing the bat.
No doubt.
I'm not certain we're going to see more Jolie Chassin or Aaron Wilkerson home run, but I wouldn't bet against Brandon Woodruff getting into one at some point this season again.
Adam, final thing for you. What have you seen from Jeremy Jefferson his first couple of times up at the big league level this year?
That the velo is still coming, that it's not what it was at the end last year, and I think the thing to remember is that it wasn't where it was at the end of the year last April either. He is a guy who gets into it as the season goes along. He's a guy who very much feeds off the adrenaline of the summer crowd and kind of the big moments. So pitching in these two games in sort of the low leverage spot, it's a different atmosphere for him, and that could be part of why the velo is down. I think they very much hope and believe that it's going to – so I think they're hoping to see those radar gun readings continue to go up as he continues to pitch.
Adam, appreciate it, man. Thanks for the insight on the Corbin Burns move, and we'll see you down at the ballpark this weekend.
All right, sounds good. See you guys.
Have a good weekend, Adam.
Adam McKelvey joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show, courtesy of the Marola Law Office, on the web at marolalaw.com. And he joins us, as all our guests do, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane is up next, and your reaction to Corbin Burns down in AAA. Do you think the Brewers are making a mistake? That's the right lane. We'll give you the other ones next when the Wendy's Big Show's back here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.